The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. It's been a long time since we've seen Professor Mara Livesey in this studio.
Yay, great
Mara.
To be here.
We're so happy she is back.
And we're happy that she's back.
I'm thankful we kept the receipt, so. No instructions, no warranties implied either. So.
That's right. That's right. So how did it end up with your remote lab here this afternoon? Like, you basically hit all the notes and it was like...
You know, I could have done more, but I made a decision that I had done enough. And I deserve to be here with you all today.
That is so cool. Very, very cool.
This is like your decision to stop doing ballet, which, by the way, I think is like the coolest feminist thing I've ever heard in my life. Like,
probably the best choice of my life.
I wanted to eat and not feel bad about it. I'm like, yeah. You go, girl.
Awesome. Awesome. Someone who once stored a cot in the room and stayed here for a whole week is Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here. For now.
That's a joke.
I'm leaving here to go to CCS to live on my other cot. So.
That's right.
I literally was going to ask you, did he really do that?
I mean, it sounds like something Dave would do. You're not doing that tonight, are you?
No, not tonight. But I will be there setting up I'll set up some tables. I'm going to lose my mind come tomorrow.
But you're not going to set up all the luminaries?
No, because... What happens is if I set them up now, there's going to be some little kid that's going to be kicking them over.
Well, and the wind is kind of bad.
Yeah. I don't worry about the wind.
You don't want flattened bags. However.
No, I don't mind the flattened ones. I just don't want the flaming ones.
That's what I mean.
Flaming bags. Yes.
Of course, that is kind of fun. It reminds me of Beth. You'll appreciate this. It's like Die Hard. I can land a plane on this campus if I need to.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
It's lit up bright as could be.
Demonstrating to us his illuminariology, it's Professor Jim Tubbs.
Hello.
I want to say that that's a real college major. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it could be. It could be.
It's a good paper.
At Terrorist University.
It's at least a good paper. Oh, yeah. Very nice. Very nice.
So maybe it's some madrasas. That's a thing you could major in.
Can you imagine the dissertation?
Hmm.
And here's how I make a Molotov cocktail.
Oh. Yeah. There was an instance a few years back, it's many years back now, possibly 10-ish, where Jane Schley in our department was eating this little Greek yogurt jar, basically about the size of a pint, every other day, so two or three times a week. And then she was asking me to take the glass things home so I could recycle them. And I saved every single one of them and then went and bought like a block of like 500 tea lights. And then we did them as luminaries down the entire,
Cool.
Ooh, nice.
It made for a really great picture, but I didn't tell her I was going to do it. And then I sent her the picture on Christmas Eve. She's like, what did you do? I saved all your glass jars. I was like, why did you do that?
Luminaire look wonderful. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Recycle them. You repurposed them.
Yeah, you repurposed them.
No, okay, man.
And that's a good purpose.
Who cleaned them up afterwards, though?
Well, I was thinking, like, how long ago was it? Because it was my middle son, Lorenzo, who's about to turn 15. And I think that he was young enough that he's like, oh, I want to be helpful. So probably about 10 years ago.
Yeah, I missed that.
Do you remember that, Aaron?
Like,
that
stage lasts for like 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, seriously. Professor Dan Maggio is here. Good to see you, Dan.
Hi, Matt.
What's going on?
Survived another week.
Another week in the books.
1 week closer to retirement.
What?
Oh, my Lord.
7 years and 6 weeks
That's
left.
That's also how I count my week.
Yeah, my best
and by
friend.
By the way, I didn't even notice that it was notable that you were sitting here. I just walked in and like, oh, all right, sir.
This is normal.
Wait, I didn't realize that you've only been here
once. Are you taking Mara for granted?
Before.
Like, she's a fixture?
Yeah. She is a fixture.
You know what, Mara? It's good to see you. Even with retirement, it doesn't stop.
Oh, no.
Also true.
Oh, no.
Also true.
Jim is still trying desperately to get free of the clutches of the university.
That's just because we can't pry off the ankle tether. That's why.
That's right.
That's self-inflicted.
Haven't found the key.
That is, yeah.
Key.
Now, Dan.
The key I'm wearing out.
Dan, you are not allowed to come to this panel at some point in the future and, you know, bring the newspaper and do the old shtick about just looking in the obituaries for my own name. Like that sort of thing.
No.
Don't do that.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. That's the idea. Good. Don't do that. You're allowed to look forward to retirement, but not your next passing.
My dad in his latter years used to come downstairs to the breakfast table, open up the paper and look at the obituaries first, and if he wasn't in there, he would just go on with his day.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I want also one other thing to note. So in the Facebook group, there was a question and some responses, and it went over to Smith Media Center. And then I don't know if you remember Scott Anderson.
Of course.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So I went to school with him back in the day, and then he was in the math department too. But he had commented, he goes, oh, yeah, Smith Media. He goes, I think he was a guest panelist on the show for a couple of times over the years. I don't remember him. But, Scott, if you're listening, hi. Hope things are great in Savannah. But to know that he was on the show, if he's ever back in town, we'll have to have him on as a guest.
He is a good guy.
Again, he is a great guy.
Yeah. Being in Savannah is already great in Savannah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Continuing around the table, Professor Aaron Bell is here with us today. What's going on, Aaron?
I guess I'm counting down the days until the vacation. Yeah. So, you know, hoping I can bring back some trivia. I think I told you all I'm going to Dauphine Island because it's a good bird watching spot. I don't know anything else about it. And I recently decided to go on the Cuba trip. I think that's a really awesome opportunity. Sweet. And I'm looking forward to that. You know, got a lot of fraud charges this morning for trying to pay for that trip. And that's kind of a bummer. I'm like, no, it's really me.
No, it's going to Cuba. Just having some lunch and learning about Cuba. I mean, what's better than that? You know, I mean, seriously.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Those are the dulcet tones of Professor Beth Oljar. We're going to make each other laugh really, really
hard. Beth, have you been grading term papers nonstop?
No, I don't get them until December 9th. But that, of course, was from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Uh-huh. Yes, there you go.
Amazing. I'm here with my new green nerd glasses.
They're very cool. You're coordinated.
They look great with the top you're wearing.
Yes, they do. My favorite color.
And they match your cookies. Yep.
But I'm bummed out because Christine McVie died.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe.
That was a real tragedy. I remember when Marianne Faithfull died, I thought, oh no, what's happening here?
Yeah. Fleetwood Mac was the first band I ever had a poster of because I remember Stevie and Christine are wearing the same pair of, they're wearing identical gorgeous knee-high suede boots with platform heels, and I just thought, well, those are cool. When can I get a pair?
You mean David Cassidy wasn't your first? I'm shocked.
I didn't have a picture of him.
Your Tiger Beat subscription lapsed, didn't it?
I never subscribed. I actually just bought Tiger Beat in 16 magazine, and don't make fun of me.
I was there for the bop and the big bop.
Well, folks, it's been a while since we got a whole chunk of questions on Tiger Beat. I can tell you that right now.
But that'd be awesome.
If you send us questions, we'll tackle them. And if you stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. You know what? It's Christmas time.
Oh, that thing.
Yes, it is Yuletide, and as a result of that, it's time for us to tackle some questions, and I believe that everybody in the panel mostly will laugh. Maybe not Dan, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be exclusionary, because the first thing on the page is, warning, this email originated from outside the university.
Oh, and hey, because
they don't get internal emails here. Ah, ho, ho, howdy, profs. The call has gone out once again for Christmas special questions, and since we've had some fun with quotes before, how about some Christmas quotes? Oh. Enclosed is a collection of hopefully entertaining quotes related to the Christmas season. Your goal is quite simply to name who's responsible for that quote. Of course, the real goal here is to have a good time. Isn't it always?
So you do know if you sing them, Jim's just going to ace them, and the rest of us will be playing cribbage.
We'll see. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. All the best, as always, Nat Pike of Livonia, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so these are actually more lighthearted, spirited comedy lines. They are not lines from songs or anything like that.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
Drat.
I bought my brother some gift wrap for Christmas. I took it to the gift wrap department and told them to wrap it, but in a different print, so he would know when to stop. I love that quote. I'm sorry.
This sounds like it's from Christmas Vacation or something.
It's the modern equivalent of the extremely dry comedy and dry delivery. When I say it, you'll be like, oh, of course that's what it is. But
like a Daniel Pinkwater?
Tall guy, no beard, curly hair, white guy.
Daniel Stern? Let's see.
Like, no, like a Will Ferrell?
Initials SW. That's about as far as I'm going to be able to go.
Steve Wright?
Steven Wright. Oh, yeah, okay. Steven Wright. Yeah.
Oh.
I love that.
Oh, I get it. Right. I was thinking it was from a movie.
Yeah, that's why.
Well, this is giving me ideas, you know, to buy some wrapping paper and then go have it wrapped in the gift wrap department.
Absolutely.
As one who did gift wrapping at Christmas for... a while, one Christmas season when I was 17, that would be really annoying to be handed a roll of gift wrap.
Yes, it would.
Gift wrap this. It's very
personal. How about a Red Ryder BB gun? That would be another thing.
Yeah, but that came in a box, it did, right? It did. They managed to wrap that box.
Yeah, they did. Yep.
That's it. I'm giving away Jell-O.
So this next one is going to sound super topical, like someone just wrote it a couple weeks ago, but it's actually a few decades old, and I love it. This one as well.
All right.
Adults can take a simple holiday for children and screw it up. What began as a presentation of simple gifts to the light and surprised children around the Christmas tree has culminated in a woman unwrapping 6 shrimp forks from her dog, the person who drew her name.
6 what? Shrimp forks.
So I feel like there's a gender component there, which makes me think of like...
It's a man.
No, it's a woman.
No, like a...
Is someone concerned with observing modern American life
like
about
Miss
a generation
Manners?
And a half ago? Not like Miss Manners.
Joan Rivers? Emily Post?
Dear Abby?
How about initials E.B.?
It was me when I was like 10.
No, I was going
to
say.
Aaron Bell.
That's right.
E.B.
Is it a comedian?
I mean, it was a humorist. I wouldn't say this
Irma
person.
Bombeck.
Oh,
it's
Irma
nice.
Bombeck.
Oh, right.
Irma
Bombeck.
Irma Bombeck.
Yes, I thought that was funny.
That sounds like Irma Bombeck.
She's a favorite of my mom's.
Yeah. Not dry humor, but just, you know, biting. Just biting
like,
humor.
Yeah, like a dry heat humor.
Yeah, exactly.
Who wants a shrimp fork for a gift? Come on. Maybe some people.
I'd really
like shrimp.
Give me the shrimp.
The fork is getting in the way.
People who eat a lot of shrimp, maybe. Yeah.
A lovely thing about Christmas is that it's compulsory, like a thunderstorm. We all go through it together. At some level, even for non-Christians, that is a true statement. Now, that's a great piece of comedy. I pretty much can give this one away without even the initials. It's an American humorist from the modern era.
Seinfeld?
Unfortunately, who's come into some allegations that canceled their extremely famous radio show in recent years. Yeah.
Radio show?
Howard
Stern? Al Franken?
No. Radio variety show.
Radio variety show.
I'm surprised. I thought you were going to get this one right off the bat.
I mean, your hint made me think Louis C.K., but I don't think he has a radio variety show.
Yeah. Andy Rooney?
No, you know, this was last chance, initials G.K.
George?
George Costanza.
George?
No.
Or is that with a C?
This might be a little bit harder.
Quarterly. No.
I mean, if I say the word woebegone, you're going to tell me.
Oh, Garrison Keillor.
Garrison Keillor. So, Beth totally said it.
I'm very sorry.
I heard you.
It's in my ear.
I have a witness.
it's in my ear blind spot.
Could you dial back? You said that it went off the air because of some controversy?
Yes. He was embroiled in a sexual...
I didn't know that. That I did not know. And it was really kind of
funny. Well, it's not just new hosts. I mean, they completely re-envisioned the entire show.
Is that still even on?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of... I mean, the old one was a bit flat, but it's still entertaining. But the new one, I heard a couple times.
Yeah,
but it's just not for me. It could be for others.
Yeah, it's he had some business.
We better watch ourselves in case.
Do they still? I don't know that I even hear it on Michigan radio or WDET.
I'm pretty sure it's
not.
All right, I'll pay attention.
The number of men who have been caught up in those scandals, it never ceases.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep
unending, really.
Yeah. Like, we can't do this? Why not? What's the problem?
You do know we should be on NPR. We should be, right?
Yeah.
Let's tell them that.
Let's just do it.
We're on the campus.
I'm going to lean on something. I know some folks.
Pay attention to the context clues here. I stopped believing in Santa Claus when I turned 6. Mother took me to see him at the department store, but he asked for my autograph.
Macaulay Culkin?
Good, but you need to go another couple generations back.
Oh. Shirley Temple Black?
Shirley Temple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
Mother.
I wish that I could do the impersonation, but because, of course, my throat concerns here, I'm not going to be able to do it right. But mail your packages early so the post office can lose them in plenty of time for Christmas.
Rodney Dangerfield.
I mean, that does sound a little bit like that. Hold on.
I'm trying to think, how could Matt strain his voice?
No, I mean, I would strain my voice from doing any voice is the point that I'm making. So initials JC, the greatest, you know, Johnny late Carson. Night host of all time. Okay. Yeah, Johnny Carson, absolutely.
He really was, you know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't think anybody, any other late night host has been as good as he was.
Mm-hmm. What about Christmas is a baby shower that went totally overboard? Another classic humorist.
Pope Francis.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I'm not sure there's any way that I can give you a clue on this one because I actually don't recognize the name except for this person is in comedy. The initials are AB. That's the best that I can do.
Amy Schumer. That's not it.
Is it a male or female?
It's male. It's male. His first name is Andy. Oh, see, there you go.
Berwitz?
Andy Berwitz. Yeah, that's good. You figured it out. I also don't recognize the next name on the list, but it's a great quote, so I'm going for it. These are the three stages of man. He believes in Santa Claus. He does not believe in Santa Claus. He becomes Santa Claus.
Yes. Tim Allen.
No. Oh. That's a
but
that's
I can get credit. I should get half credit for it.
Yes, you should.
Connecting the dots. You should. All right.
I have initials BP for that one. B okay, so as in boy.
Bob Newhart, it's not British Petroleum.
No. No, it's not British Petroleum. Absolutely not. No.
Bob.
Yeah, it says Bob Phillips. I'm afraid I'm not familiar.
I'm not either.
It's a little too general, frankly. Why don't you just put John Smith?
Yeah.
You
know? But I certainly recognize the progression there.
Yes. How about Santa Claus had the right idea? You should visit people only once a year.
That's my new motto. It's like, exactly. Relatable.
That sounds like George Costanza.
It does. The initials are VB, and he was just very well known for comedy and playing the piano at the same
Victor
time.
Victor Borga.
Is it Vinnie Barbarino?
Vinnie Barbarino.
Mentioned piano, playing piano at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. If I say this low and slow, maybe that will help you guess. You can tell a lot about a person by the way they handle three things: a rainy day, lost luggage, and tangled Christmas lights.
Sound like me yesterday. Mm.
No, this is a very, very famous American writer who, if I remember correctly, she had the chance to speak at Obama's first inauguration. So, I mean, this is off the charts. Not really known for humor, by the way.
Toni Morrison?
No, it wasn't Toni Morrison. Initials.
Maya Angelou?
It was Maya Angelou.
Okay. Uh-huh. It doesn't sound like something she'd say.
I know.
It really doesn't.
Sounds a little bit more acerbic than what she's.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
A little too much venom for her.
But she's arguably not wrong.
No.
Those things would tell you a lot about a person.
Absolutely. What I don't like about office Christmas parties is having to look for a job the next day. Now that is classic old school Hollywood.
Ouch.
Initials PD. Don't think too hard.
Phyllis Diller.
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yep.
Funny. Oh, I
can imagine her at the office party.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot.
Her and George together. Yes. Think of the laughing.
The two
right?
of them would shake the
That would be wonderful.
Oh my gosh. There are a lot of things money can't buy. Not one of them is on my kids' list.
Wow.
Another classic, old-school, golden Hollywood comedian, initials MB.
Milton Berle.
Yeah, I'm really not quite so sure about... I think money maybe can buy happiness.
Or rent it.
It's possible.
If it can't buy happiness, it can certainly buy some remarkable substitutes.
Yeah. How about contentment?
That's what rent to own.
Satisfaction.
Yes. Peace of mind.
Money can buy lots of Christmas ornaments.
And office supplies.
One more of these, and they really have been a great set of questions, man, so thanks for those. It's Christmas Eve, the one night of the year we all act a little nicer, smile a little easier, cheer a little more. For a couple hours out of the whole year, we are the people that we always hoped we'd be. That's actually a quote from a movie that this very famous actor starred in from the 1980s.
Schwarzenegger?
No.
An 80s Mm-mm. Christmas.
National Lampoon Christmas.
I was going there too.
No.
I was thinking.
Not Christmas Story.
No, it's not Christmas Story. Nope. It's a take on Christmas Carol in the modern.
Scrooge.
Bill Murray.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
So.
But it sounds like part of a Chevy Chase speech.
Yeah. You know? It does. It does.
But it's not as good as Eric Cartman's comment.
Well, let's be serious.
On Christmas.
Right.
Thank you, baby Jesus, for being born so I get presents.
So I get presents.
That exactly summarizes my own view on Christmas.
Gosh. Dear profs, Professor Chow asked us to send us Christmas questions. So here's a few quick ones about a perennial favorite classic, White Christmas.
Nice.
I'm going to ask you to consider poor Antarctica. Besides being colder than the UP, the place doesn't even have an original name. It literally means anti or opposite to the Arctic. So no wonder it's so brutal there. The place is permanently in a bad mood. So as Dennis and I are up here in the UP, we're thinking maybe it's not so bad compared to the alternative to the South. I'll give you 9 out of 12 for passing.
That's where Belsnickel comes from, Antarctica.
That's right. Your friend in the wintry UP, it's Marilyn Bachorik. Thanks for sending those in,
my
Marilyn.
Fellow NeuroWolf fan.
Mm-hmm. In White Christmas, there's an uncredited choreographer for the movie. Who is that? Don't think too hard.
Fred Astaire. I don't know.
That's a good guess. In that era.
Danny Kaye?
No.
Gene Kelly?
Nope. Getting closer. Donald, you have to O'Connor? Think a little more Broadway, I'm
what's
afraid.
His name? O'Connor?
Mm-mm.
Is Bob Fosse?
It's Bob Fosse.
Ringer, right?
Only the most famous American choreographer probably ever. So.
Yeah,
no,
very famous.
But not famous until later.
Mm.
He was not
famous
until like the 70s.
Chicago.
I think.
Cabaret. So,
all that jazz.
Yep.
Well, that's kind of like, was it when John Williams was first writing songs, he went under Johnny Williams? So
People still call him Johnny.
Yeah.
This is a good piece of trivia that I feel like I've heard before, but maybe it's been a while. The brother of Betty and Judy, Haynes, is Benny, who is referred to as the dog face boy. When Bob and Phil look at his picture, it's actually a picture of Carl Switzer, who's way better known as...
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa from the Little Rascals. Yeah, that's right. After Phil and Judy confess that their engagement is phony, what does Bob, that would be Bing Crosby, call Phil Danny Kaye? It's a reference that includes a car. I actually have to agree. She's like, this cracks me up every time. Every time I hear this, I'm like, that is so spot on.
Your
anybody
used
remember?
Car?
No. He looks him up and down and goes, I tell you, you are a Weirdsmobile. That's what he calls
a Weirdsmobile.
That's such an old school, like, down. You know what I mean? I'm
sick
sorry.
Burn. I'm
I think that's funny.
Time.
Oh, my gosh. When the soundtrack for White Christmas was made, Rosemary Clooney in the movie was under exclusive contract to Columbia and could not perform. So on the official soundtrack, Betty's role, played by Rosemary Clooney in the movie, was sang by this very, very important singer of the day for the entire album. Who was it?
Peggy Lee.
Yes. Yeah, there you
Peggy
go.
Peggy Lee.
Yeah. I was going to say they parodied her in, Lady and the Tramp. Lady and the Tramp is what I was thinking.
Of course, one of the best songs ever, right? Mm-hmm. With Fever.
The snow in the final scene of the movie was made from what... quote, magic mineral.
Asbestos.
Absolutely.
Oh,
it was shredded asbestos.
Lord.
This is not a joke.
Real good for
everybody, you. Everybody buckle in, because this is not a joke. Switch topics just a little bit here. What procedure is required of all doctors who spend their winters in Antarctica? Yes, we definitely switched topics.
Appendectomy?
Absolutely. Doctors must have their appendix removed. How did you know that?
The only one I know.
The only procedure.
Oh, my gosh.
So they will not need emergency surgery while they're there.
Yeah,
I misinterpreted. I thought it was be able to do. The basic...
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's prophylactic, so they will not need emergency surgery.
If an appendix bursts in the Antarctic, you're going to die, right? So.
Right.
Professors, why is time so confusing on the continent of Antarctica?
They have all...
They've all got all the
24
zones,
hours, all the time zones.
Officially, based on the UN, there is no time zone.
There's no
for
time zone.
Antarctica. Oh. It is a place without time.
Ooh, that's
so
nice.
How do you set your watch?
That is a really good question. Because,
if
again...
If you were at the South Pole, you could just walk around in a circle and you'd hit them all.
Take only a few minutes.
Well, it's
not
without time.
Well... You're thinking about this like a philosopher. Well, think about
No. There's a practicality to it because, like, okay,
time
Beth,
still progresses, just not in a zone.
But how do you, like, okay, Beth, I'll meet you for lunch at noon. When's noon?
Which noon?
Yeah.
Time is a faculty of sensibility. It is empirically real and transcendentally ideal.
There we go. Perfect. Oh. I know that you all are ready for this one, so let's just get it out of the way. Which has more penguins, the Arctic or the Antarctic?
Antarctic.
The Antarctic.
The one down there.
Why?
Because there's no penguins.
There's no penguins in the North Pole. Yeah, that's exactly right. They're all in the Antarctic. What is the Antarctic animal that weighs up to 6,000 pounds per organism, 5 times larger than the grizzly bear, but is not a fish or mammal that swims in the sea, except for infrequently?
So it's not a sea lion.
It's not a walrus.
You're close. You're getting leopard. When you put like a sea lion and a walrus together, you get
elephant seal.
Elephant seal. Oh, hey, you get it. Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. There are no trees or shrubs native to Antarctica, but there are 1,000 species of
lichen,
moss,
slime molds.
Is it a plant? It's a plant.
It's not a plant.
Fungi?
It's a fungus. Oh, yeah, 1,000 fungus down there. Okay. Pretty weird.
And why do people spend time there? I mean, I guess.
Do you have your appendix?
Cool,
you
research
can't go
thing.
Down there.
I do have my appendix, but I'm I guess for scientific knowledge, I suppose.
What?
It would make
Antarctica
sense.
Doesn't have a need for a cartoonist?
Gotta get working on that.
Well, I think you should get right down there and see.
Check it out.
Oh
lots
gosh.
To draw.
They may not know that they have a need
bring
for a cartoonist. But I'm sure the emperor penguins are like, hell yeah, document
yeah.
us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make up.
Okay. I'm going to lean in a biochemical direction why don't Antarctic fish freeze if the temperature of the water is close to 0 degrees Celsius?
They have antifreeze proteins in their body.
That is exactly what it says here in that order. Yes, they do.
The Prestone fish.
Mm-hmm. Their fats can't congeal. And last but most certainly not least, because this has been another really great thing, we definitely took a hard right turn at Bing Crosby and ended up in Antarctica, but that's okay. What is strikingly unusual about the subglacial lake water that flows from the Taylor Glacier? This is actually pretty well known. You can look it up on YouTube. It is freaky.
Blue?
It's not blue.
Green?
Nope.
It's freshwater.
No.
It's salt water.
Salt water.
Let's just say that it contains a lot of iron 2 plus.
It's red.
It's pink.
It's pink. It's red. Oh. Yeah, exactly. It's blood red because it contains very high volumes of oxidized iron.
That
so
probably
it's
looks
cool.
really cool.
Yeah, I would
more
say
than
that it looks pretty cool.
Falls in the copper.
More than Zug Island.
Oh,
God. Slag. It's wait, a lovely brown color. This
where
time.
Did Zug Island come from? What did I miss? I mean, have you been there lately, Dave?
Well, you forget. I've experienced a hum over in Windsor because of that place. So,
wait, remind us?
Do you remember the Windsor hum? Does anybody remember the
yeah,
Windsor
I remember
hum?
The Windsor hum.
Yeah, supposedly they came from Zug Island.
Really?
Yes.
So people in Windsor were complaining that there was a nonstop sound coming from the American side.
I would say
of the
it was
river.
Nonstop. In my dad's house, you could feel it in the hallway.
Ooh. Weird.
At night, about 7 o'clock, you could feel it. But during the day, you didn't hear it. You could walk to any other room. You didn't feel it. But I remember hearing it. I'm like, it is real. So
creepy.
Wow. Freaky stuff.
It is.
And in the other worlds of freaky, I'm afraid the time has come for us to say goodbye, Beth.
Goodbye.
Aaron.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Jim.
Adios.
Dave.
See ya.
And Mara.
Goodbye.
Now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.